Hello. This is a regular planning board meeting of February 7th, 2024. This meeting's been advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. And we'll go to a flag salute first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Adams?
Here.
Mr. Allegretto?
Here.
Mr. Becker?
Here.
Mr. Birch?
Here.
Mrs. Halliday? Mr. Jessel? Mr. Lovechuck?
Here.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Stell?
Here.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Here.
New business PBA 24-001 Elcon Development Group LLC 2045 West Avenue Block 2003 Lot 3 and Lot 3.01 R1 40 Zone. Mr. Titler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, Avery Titler here on behalf of the applicant. This is minor subdivision application of Elcon Development Group LLC. That entity is the contract purchaser of the subject property, 2045 West Avenue. It's known as 3 and 3.01 Block 2003. Property is located in R140 zone, and it's an existing 90 by 90 foot parcel because it is on the north side of West Avenue. The applicant proposes to subdivide the property by creating two equally sized lots, both measuring 45 feet by 90 feet. The proposed lots be fully conforming for the zone, and no variance are requested or required as part of this application. The applicant intends on calling one witness tonight. That's the project surveyor, Mr. Paul Colling.
Good evening, Mr. Colling. Is the testimony you're about to give this evening the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. And we are familiar with his credentials, and you may proceed.
Mr. Colling, can you provide the board an overview of the application, please?
Good evening, everybody. We have two existing lots that we're going to realign the lot line to make two equal conforming building lots. The lot depth has existing nonconformity of the 90 feet.
The proposal does not request or require any variances, is that correct?
Correct.
These will be fully conforming lots for the zone?
Correct.
And in fact, they'll be larger than, I think, a number of lots in that block and in that area. Is that correct?
Shown on the tax map, at least equal, if not bigger, yes.
All right. Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Colling. Once again, no variance requested or required, correct?
Correct.
Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Colling, for the moment.
Any questions at this point to the applicant? Seeing none, Mr. Shule.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the reference report of January 22nd, 2024, I concur with everything that's been said by Mr. Titler and Mr. Colling regarding the application. There was, at the time of the issuance of my report, there was one outstanding checklist item which has subsequently been addressed by Mr. Titler, so the application is complete. The zoning chart on page 4 of my report verifies the fact that the two proposed lots are clearly conforming with the minimum requirements for our reporting them. We do have a couple of review comments. The one is basically is just verifying that fact. Street trees, new curb and sidewalk, not been addressed. I'm assuming they'll be addressed at the time of construction. Vehicle access be by improved alley, consequence of the ordinance requirements. Final plan should address the correct name for the applicant. At the time that the application was submitted, it was to the applicant. Final plan should also correlate or correspond with the lot number signed by the assessor. Should indicate the required lot depth is 90 feet, so that's conforming lot depth in this on this side of West Avenue. That's really all the comments of any substance that I have on this application.
Questions for Mr. Shule? Seeing none, Mr. Scheidick.
Thank you, Chairman and Board members. I concur that the fire right minor subdivision. Some revisions need to be made to the final plat when it's submitted, including the corrected lot numbers and also the addresses for each of the proposed lots. curb and sidewalk will be replaced. The lot has alley access. There was, for the record, there was a review by the engineering. There'll be a moratorium on West Avenue for 5 years, so all utilities must be in by April 1st. Acknowledge that?
We're aware.
And the only last thing is there'll be bonding required. My question is, do you want the entire project or for each individual lot?
I think we've been having success having you do individual lots.
Other than that, there's no engineering issues related to this. Construction and zoning, we'll see the development plans when they come in for each one of these lots.
Any questions for Mr. Scheidick at this point? Seeing none, applicant for close.
Applicant rests.
Thank you.
There is no public.
And?
No public. I just have a question for Mr. Tyler. The client has had an opportunity to review Mr. Schultz's report and Mr. Scheidick's report, is that right?
Yes.
And they're both acceptable to the client?
Yes, they are.
That being said, Mr. Chairman, the chair can entertain a motion in the affirmative to approve the by right minor subdivision, and there's no variances requested or required for the project. It is a by right subdivision.
Based on what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
Who was second? I'm sorry. Mr. Allegretto?
I vote yes. As far as subdivision and the new lots actually exceed requirements.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yes, by right, and the lots are of a pretty good size.
Mr. Becker?
By right, yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes, previous stated.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, previously stated reason.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes, for the previously stated reason.
Mr. Birch?
Yes, previously stated reason.
Mr. Stell?
Yes, for the previous stated reason.
Mr. Loper?
Yes, for all the previous stated reasons.
Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you. Adopt resolution PBA 23-2022.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Adopt resolution on consistency 2327. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Was that Jody or Mike?
Jody.
Sorry. Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Adopt the minutes of 1-10-24.
Second.
Do I have a second?
First.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Subcommittee reports, Mr. Shore.
Mr. Shore. The subcommittee, the next one is on the 22nd. Hopefully something to report more substantive to March meeting.
Thank you for your report. Unfortunately, our meetings have been wrapped around when Jerry Jessel flies. Yeah, whatever. And do I have a motion to adjourn? Do I have a second?
Second, Chuck.
I'm going to go home and eat chili. Yeah, I'm going to eat chili.